like the ending. I'll leave it at that.
What particularly disappointed you about the first couple of periods?
Then we got completely outplayed. And then in one power play, we gave up a shorthanded goal. And then the next goal was a direct result of pretty much, it was a microcosm of the period, of our two periods. Have a grade A chance or a good chance to shoot, pass it up, take a penalty, have a puck on our stick, turn it over, ends up in our net. It was kind of our, and I know we ended up with 19 shots, but I bet we passed up 20. Pucks, just getting pucks in the net. And we did that early in the year quite a bit, but it really snuck into our game tonight. We just passed up lots of chances to get pucks in the net. And eventually, if you're going to do that, you're eventually going to turn them over, and eventually they're going to be on the other team's stick, and eventually it's going to end up in your zone. And they had us on our heels for two periods. And I thought it was a lot of our shooting ourselves in the foot. But I'm not taking anything from the way they played. Maybe the way they played made us do that. You look around and we're down. We give up a late one going into the third, or going at the end of the second, going into the third, we're down. And as we've done of late, we've been down in periods and found a way to come back. And you want to make, I guess, a habit of being able to come back. You just don't want to make a habit of being down. And so really proud of the guys that they rallied in the third.
What played a factor in deciding that Tavares was ready to
play? It was healthy. That's all I could say. It was this morning. We didn't know this morning he was going to play tonight, but I've been with him a long time. Kid's a gamer. And we would never put a player at risk. We weren't sure how he was going to feel, but after the skate, we had a good feeling. Well, we knew he could play after the skate this morning.
John, you look at this second line, and you notice Johnson's speed immediately. You notice Kucherov's explosiveness immediately. But you don't notice Palat right off the bat. What does he bring? Is he the glue to this line?
I don't know. I think I used the line once that he's the straw that stirs the drink. And I think they all complement each other. So they all bring something to the table in some way that works for them. But you look, this is why you love Palat, is he knew he was the one that had really good chance to make something happen for us. He passed up the shot, throws it to Johnny, who's covered, ends up being turned over. So again, we're passing things up, and that's what led to the penalty, which led to the goal. And we talked about it between periods, that guys, you can't pass these chances up. You're getting them, and again, we're sitting there trying to pass pucks into the net, and it's a good thing he listened, because he shot the puck in the third, and it's a good thing.
Were you aware that you hadn't picked up the victory yet this year, trailing him into the third period?
He blocked that out as a coach. Something to block out.
So you didn't bring it up at all? You didn't mention it to him? I know you like to throw stats at him.
Yeah, no, I did not pull that one out. Deep down, though, you think about it when you're walking off. Like, ooh, it's good.
You said each of the guys brings something to the table. What does Palat bring in particular?
Well, Palat doesn't cheat the game 1 ounce. And he's... The funny line, or it's probably middle, early in the season, where he got a little fancy on a couple plays, and I can't believe I'm telling the story, but I said to him, "What are you doing? Like, this is, you're like always in the right spot above the puck, doing the right things." And he turned back to me and he goes, "Coach, you can't be responsible all the time." We had a good laugh about it, because it's a very rare. And we chuckled about it, but it's rare. He's just extremely responsible. Plus, he competes. He's 6 feet tall, but he goes into corners with guys much bigger than him and never shies away, ever. And it's just his will and his compete. And you can tie that in. He's playing with guys that maybe have a little bit more flash than him in areas, but... just does this everything right. And the three of them, they just work together because they think the game the same way. They know where each other are all the time, and it's, you know, that's what chemistry is, and they work extremely well together. But he's just goes about his business, that kid, and I'll tell you, he's a really respected player in the room for the way he plays.